When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Look what you're wearing. You asked for it. It's a podcast. Not just any podcast. The 200th episode of Apathetic Enthusiasm with Brandon Cruz and Travis. Travis.
On this episode, we're celebrating 200-ish episodes of Apathetic Enthusiasm. It's a celebration. We're looking back in time. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm.
It's Apathetic Enthusiasm 200 episodes!
200, brother.
200!
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
200!
Oh, wow. Oh, please. I mean, It's weird having this many people back in the studio again. I'm not used to it, you know.
Oh, you know, I forgot to get Garage Dolphin.
It's good to have all the crew back together. Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Hey, Travis, I am doing all right. It's a good night. It's a good time to be alive. 2021 is almost over. We're almost into 2022. We've been doing this for close to 8 years. We are almost there. We're on the cusp of 8 years, which is crazy.
That's,
to me,
it's pretty close. Wait, is that right? Didn't we start in February of 2015?
Yeah. I mean, the cusp. I mean, technically it's almost seven, but it's
yeah,
you know,
almost
it's,
7 years.
We're on the cusp of eight, you know.
We're so close.
In the grand
so
scheme close. Of things, it's basically already 8 years that we've been doing.
That's right. I mean, when it, rounding, it's practically 10.
Yes. So, rounding the podcast, new podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Well, thank you to everyone listening, to everyone watching, for joining us for our 200th episode. What a milestone. Some thought we would never get here. But, you know, we continue to persevere on in spite of all adversity, and we're just going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate taking a look back at 200 episodes over 7 years and
almost
across like
years.
five different states and all sorts of different things. So thank you for joining us. We can't wait to get into it. But as we start most of these podcasts, at least the last, you know, 50 or so, we have to get a little bit of housekeeping out of the way. So if you are new here, first off, welcome. But make sure that you're following this podcast and all the things that we do over on Twitter at Apathusiast. You can follow me. I'm at Jugglemino, and he is at Barnyard Cruz. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow, or send us an email with your favorite apathetic enthusiasm memory at apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at apathetic_enthusiasm, and our website is apatheticenthusiasm.com. Big shout out to those of you watching live at twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm, or if you're watching the video version over on YouTube, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Leave a comment, leave a like, let us know that you were here. And we're excited that everybody is able to join us.
Yes.
You can buy t-shirts, TeePublic, you know the links. Patreon, our wonderful patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm, especially. I'm only like two sips into this celebratory cocktail. And by cocktail I mean straight whiskey. But yeah, Apathetic Enthusiasm is our Patreon. Thank you to all of you out there. You are amazing. Brandon.
And if the rest of
the show is up to you, I'm done.
And if you were trying to start a podcast, do yourself a favor. Go to blueberry.com and use the code AEPOD for a little bit off the top, a little bit to us. Hosting at Blueberry. Blueberry.com, yeah. The host of Apathetic Enthusiasm. And International RSS and Rallying the Bases and S4YA. Technically, it's still hosting S4YA,
it's in the network. It's in the podcast network. It's all part of it, right? Four different shows all hosted on this little podcast network that grew out of a sweaty garage on the Isle of Oahu. Oh, so many years ago.
Oh my gosh. It's been such a journey. Almost 10 years ago at this point in time.
That's crazy. Somebody would talk to me consistently for that long. It's just inconceivable.
Well, let's talk about the show, about Apathetic Enthusiasm. Again, this is our 200th episode. We started this a long time ago, as we kind of already alluded to. And this was your first foray into podcasting. This show was your first foray into podcasting. My first foray was with Matt, with the Matt and Brandon Semi-Decent Podcast. And it sucked, and we did like 10 episodes. I thought we only did like 5, but we ended up doing 10.
Did you guys like revisited it like once, right? Where you're like, well, maybe we can get it going again.
We did very, very briefly, and then he had a kid, and all his dreams and aspirations died until she goes to college and then takes care of him when he's old and decrepit.
Yeah, and then that's when the real podcasting begins, right? After the kids are the breadwinners and they can support your hobbies, right?
Yes, exactly. Going to blueberry.com using the code AEPOD. But yeah, so we were both in Hawaii. Maybe we should start sooner than that or earlier than that. We met in Oklahoma City. We became friends there from watching Lost, working together. The Lost watch parties were a blast. We always talk about the Lost watch parties, playing Quelf with John.
John and Ryan, the regular Knights of Settlers of Catan. Gathering around the table to exchange resources and build the longest roads possible.
That's right.
Yeah. We had many a good times way back when, and we reconnected after years apart in Hawaii. And then that fateful day after I was listening to podcast after podcast on my daily commute and always thinking in the back of my head, man, it'd be so cool to be able to do something like this.
Yeah.
You asked me the question in my kitchen, in my dining room. It was like right on the cusp.
I remember where it was. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget the spot.
Was that night later when we were making the fried pickles using Doritos chips?
I feel like that was a different occasion. Equally as legendary. crushing up Doritos to coat pickles for frying.
it may as well have been the same night, but yeah, we were talking about podcasting, and you'll remember the story differently than I remember the story, but all I remember is making the joke, as I often do, about random stuff. I'm not serious when I say things out loud. We should do a podcast.
Yes, Brandon, we should.
And you stopped.
When would you like to start? I have so many ideas.
Exactly like that. You stopped me cold, and you grabbed a sharp knife from the holster.
Grabbed the collar of your shirt, and I said, "Don't you toy around with my emotions, Brandon?"
And you have a knife holster. That's, I just want to point that out. That's what that. It's not a
that's
butcher
part of
block.
My character. You can never really see it on screen, but it's always there.
Yeah. And in that began our journey into the podcasting world, where you thought it would be a good idea, you wanted to do it, and I had no other reason to say no except being impulsive and say, yeah, let's yeah, sure, all right, if you're serious. And that started it up, and we started with a Blue Yeti microphone, which mine is up on the shelf still.
Got one around here somewhere. Yeah,
I eventually bought a Mac Mini, and we recorded off that for a while. And then I said that this Yeti's not good because it picked up too much room echo. And then got some actual microphones still in my garage, which very, very hot in Hawaii and yes, in the summer.
The early Saturday mornings where I'd brew some coffee, bring my cup, walk it over to your garage, and then we would start recording before the humidity got too bad to where we would be just sweating in the garage with no, you know, climate control. Sharing one Blue Yeti mic in those early episodes, and then quickly investing on more advanced technologies so that we had our own microphones.
Yes.
And it was so much good stuff developed in that garage about just sort of our roots of podcasting and learning how to talk to each other and share the communication and those nonverbal, you know, little nods to each other to say, okay, I'm done talking and now you can start talking without actually having to say that. So yeah, I mean we really found our voice, I feel like, in those early episodes.
Yeah, finding the places to jump in and interrupt the other person so they would stop talking versus, and I think maybe there's a learning process of how much should we actually talk? How much should I speak? How many words in a row before I give it back to you?
We would count specifically, would tally, use tally marks on the number of words just to make sure we weren't going too long.
Remember when we cared about likes, ums, as's, and
yeah,
where we said maybe we should do something about the amount of likes we say.
Maybe we should edit out the vocal pauses.
And you learned very rapidly that I ain't got time for that. I can do it. I know how to do it, and I could do it. I can do it well if I need to, but I tend not to because, one, how many people listen to us? Two, if people like us, then it's natural to have likes and as's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It does turn off some new listeners and some veteran podcasters and radio folks, I know, but you know, like in the end, it is what it is. And I made the call.
It's who we are. Editing. All right. It's who we are. And we, even back in those garage days, we experimented with so many different ideas because the show went through so many different iterations. It was about technology, and then it was like, oh, Brandon doesn't actually like technology, so let's just talk about movies and different things. And then we did our first videos that we would post to YouTube, our Walking Dead Fantasy League episodes and things like that. So we started to play with video and the idea of starting a YouTube channel, even all the way back then. And then I guess it was it was only about a year and a half after we really started going that I moved and I left Hawaii. Yeah. And there was kind of that conversation. All right, well, how does this show keep going? How do we keep producing episodes from different states? And that's when we really started to leverage online tools so that we could talk to each other. We tried some early things where it was just audio based and it just didn't feel right. We before Zoom really took off, you know, circa 2020.
Yeah, what a world! What a world without Zoom for recording podcasts, right? I forget a couple of different online web based programs we used. I used a couple different when I was getting into submitting for your approval. When I did stuff with Blazing Caribou, the now defunct Blazing Caribou Studios, for like Trivia Geeks, and we used to you know, it was a website where you could have up to four people through this web browser in the room, and you could talk back and forth, and we used that, and you could record it. I mean, it's only been 2 years ago that Zoom really became a thing, and look at us now.
Look at us. Who'd have thought? Not me. but it's funny because we utilized video, whether it was like a Skype or whatever, mm-hmm. Between the two of us to continually be able to do some sort of video chat and make it feel more natural, like we are in the same room. And that was one of the highest compliments we would get is, oh, it's you guys are in different places. It sounds like you guys are, you know, right there with each other. And that's really helped us to continue to throughout numerous moves and moving from the middle of the Pacific to one side of the country and back again, continuing the same style and sound to our show and then springboard into, you know, doing video episodes and streaming like we're doing right now. It just kind of was like a natural progression to take that video that we're already using. And then it gives us the excuse too, right? Like, okay, well, it's live to tape. We're streaming this live. So now Brandon doesn't have to edit it because this is exactly what it is. We are authentic in our
lives. Doing it live has forced us to do things right instead of, well, you know, actually, let me take that back. We have always fairly consistently just done the episode straight through. And unless there's technical glitches, we've never had the need to really go back and fix anything. If my internet goes out or your internet went out, like when you had the bad internet and now I have the bad internet, now we might go in there and have to fix things. But sure. As far as a live performance talking, we haven't had to do that, which I think is really cool. We have that, you know, blowing smoke up our own asses, but I feel like we have a fair amount of chemistry here, Travis.
After a few years, maybe we've developed a certain je ne sais quoi.
You know, one of the things I mentioned at the start, the joke about getting hosted by blueberry.com using the code AEPOD. But we also have our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. Which that's not where we started. And we didn't start with Blueberry either. No. We started, I forget what we used at the start, maybe like Libsyn or something.
Libsyn?
Yeah. We started off with Libsyn. Yeah. And then one of my friends from high school, Tiffany, she reached out and she said, hey, my husband and his friends they have a podcast kind of network. Would you guys be interested in joining? And we're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's work with other folks and get some experience, network a little bit. And so I actually have something for us to listen to.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Randazzo. I am the host of the Stone Age Gamer podcast and co-founder of Geekade.com, the our previous home of Apathetic Enthusiasm. And I would just like to wish a very happy 200th episode to Brandon and Travis and just muse a little bit about how much I miss having them on our site, but how happy I am that they found their own avenue to do all kinds of other great stuff with. I used to love listening to Apathetic Enthusiasm back when I had time to listen to podcasts, back when I drove places, which was a good time. But every single episode that I ever listened to of Apathetic Enthusiasm was an absolute pleasure. And every interaction I've ever had with Brandon and Travis has been great. From their participation in the Pain in the Assathon charity event that we've run to just generally being good folks and helping us out whenever we needed help. Super happy for your success in the Rick and Morty pod. And I loved listening to the Twilight Zone one submitted for your approval. There it is. You guys are great, and I'm so glad you're still doing this stuff, and just the world is a better place for having your podcast in it. So here's to 200 more episodes of Apathetic Enthusiasm. Congratulations, you guys, and have a great day.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Chris Randazzo. Oh, Chris. Yeah, the co-founder of GeekAid. Yeah, we hung out there for a good long while. They were kind enough to help us out. And you know, they hosted the Twilight Zone podcast when it first came out. And I couldn't thank them more. I still try to keep in touch with those guys.
Great group, just all around great people, just really genuinely like kind and nice and collaborative and interested in lifting other people up as well. Yeah. And their pain in the ass-a-thon is still a great time. And when we have the opportunity to participate, typically in the late evening hours, because we're covering obscure time zones or things like that. But yeah, they're just awesome. And yeah, that's awesome to hear from Chris. And,
but we had to move on because they live in New Jersey area, you know, and we can't
always be associated with
we can't be associated with the North. Neither of us have lived in the Northeast, and eventually I moved to the Southeast.
Bro, we're just Californians.
Californians,
you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, that was a fun time. One of the things that we got, another young gentleman who you and I both know, our Patreon subscribers, I gotta say, we appreciate you. Your support has been integral to keeping us afloat and keeping us going, motivating us. But you weren't the first. You weren't the first to support us financially.
That's right.
That honor goes to Bob Carroll, and technically the show should be called Bob Carroll Presents Apathetic Enthusiasm with Brandon and Travis.
That's right. It's in very small print. It's not always easy to see, but was that after our 50th episode, or when did he?
I think it was our 50th episode, either that or the 25th.
Cause it was maybe it was the 25th, because it was when we were still in person together.
Yeah. Okay.
That he sent us something to support us. And it's Bob Carroll's a great guy. Even if he beats me in fantasy leagues all the time.
But guess who I have here?
Hello, long time listener, first time caller here. Hey, Brandon, Travis, congratulations on episode 200. I remember back in the day listening to episode 1 thinking, this is what I need in my life. 30 minutes worth of pop culture references that I understand half of and am not cool enough to understand the other half. But good on you. Congratulations. 200 down. On to the next 200. Or just maybe 5, 10 more. How long can you guys do this? Regardless, congrats, guys. Good job.
205 and then we're out.
We've always said that. We said that at the start. Really, go back to our first episode.
Yeah, back to that kitchen, and you're like, "Do you want to do a podcast?" I'm like, "Sure, but only 205."
yeah.
That's my limit.
Oh, that is our limit. It's great. It's 200 episodes. It is crazy. And I was looking at I made the list of all of our episodes, and I filtered out all the S4YAs, all the Rick and Morty stuff, all the Rounding the Bases stuff. And I was looking back to see how much stuff we'd done and covered over the years and the phases that we'd gone through. So the phases wise, I really like our first couple titles. Our first couple titles were just spot on, right?
Yeah.
Prehistoric cable industry, getting that no effects reference in there. I know how I got these Oscars.
Can we mention that our second episode was an Oscar special? Like we did not hesitate on getting into the Oscar specials. That has been a staple of the show since the beginning.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. The post date of the first episode was February 18th of 2015. And we tried very hard in that first year to stick to a weekly schedule.
That's my anniversary, guys.
Is it really? Oh my God, yeah. You're awful.
So I should really remember the date that this podcast started. I owe it to myself and my wife to remember that.
I had no idea. That's
I mean, like, I didn't get married that day.
No.
Like, that's not the year of my anniversary.
I was your best man. And
that's right.
Yeah. Do you
there's a 2x2 set up on the altar. The priest was doing ad reads. It was a really special
time. Do you take this woman? Yes. But I gotta say, with the advent of Spotify and Tidal trying to come out, you know, we have to rethink about how music is going to be distributed in the future. Also, I love you, and yes, I do.
Till death do we part. Use the promo code wedding for 20% off this trip.
Early divorce for 20% off your next service. But different phases we went into. You originally wanted to do a more tech heavy kind of podcast, right? Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because that's as much tech as we'll get in.
I've always been technically curious, right? And back then, 2015, sites like The Verge were still relatively new. I would follow a lot of technology news. This was like still early Apple Watch, iPads were, I guess iPads have been around for a while. Brandon's celebrating. But I would listen to stuff like the Vergecast back when it was in its heyday. And I was like, I always liked those types of shows and breaking down sort of new and exciting technologies. And that was something that I was just really hyper focused on. And so that was what I was like, hey, we could talk about these things. We could talk about this tech news and stuff like that. And you didn't say no at the beginning. You were just like, yeah, sure. Why not? And then we could also talk about, like, I don't know, movies and stuff. So the first episode that we had was about it was about cable companies and how terrible they were and how we hopefully one day we'll just stream all the content that we want, even though now we pay as much as cable for all the streaming services. And then I feel like, didn't we also talk about
are you talking about, like,
it's been a long time.
Not public domain.
It's been a long time.
You're not talking about,
no.
Fair use? No. That does.
Somebody go listen to the episode. Let us know.
I don't rightly remember. I remember talking about kind of cable cutting a long time ago before it was, before everybody started cable cutting. We were a cutting edge at that point in time.
Sure.
As far as tech podcasts Absolutely. Go. But that was our first foray into the tech piece. And then like the very next episode going into an Oscars kind of roundup. The Mr. McDuck Goes to Washington. Was that like talking about like the DuckTales? Like the talking about.
Yes.
Like the DuckTales being remade. Is that essentially what that was?
So that was half of that episode. And when we started, it was definitely two topics. Like it was a two topic show. We would do like a tech topic and then like a pop culture topic, and then that was it. That was the end of the game. So I feel like Mr. Duck Goes to Washington was because we were talking about obviously the new DuckTales, which didn't come out for a while that. It was just like an announcement of new DuckTales. But I feel like that was the episode where, and I still can't think of what it was called, but that was the one where the FCC commissioner was talking about, and I still can't think of what it's called, where the internet should be free
for people to use, net neutrality.
Right? Net neutrality.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yes, there was a big debate about net neutrality at the time, and I was so passionate about it, and you know, bleeding hearts and all the blah blah blah. And now it's just a thing of the past. But we're still fighting over net neutrality. Not much has changed in 7 years, right? So, but yeah, that was a topic, and for those of you that are worried that we're gonna cover every topic over the last 200 episodes, that's not what we're gonna do. We're gonna start
skipping one or two here and there, but I'm looking, so
episode 8, right?
I'm looking at the episode list, and I'm looking for where we stopped, primarily trying to roll these tech topics in. And
I think a big thing that changed is we had a conversation. You're not really as into technology. Let's make it more pop culture focused. I was on board. I love movies and things like that, but I wasn't as familiar with as many movies or shows as you were. So there were things that we built in to try and bridge that gap. Obviously, Netflix has still been a huge force in streaming content. So pretty early on, we started one of my favorite segments that I feel like we could probably revisit, but that was our Netflix rewatches.
Oh, yeah.
And that was something that we would do, you know, every few weeks.
Easy content. An easy content kill.
So easy. But a lot of those would be movies that you had seen or that you liked that I had never seen. And so then we would go back and watch those on Netflix. And this is still pretty early on, before Netflix was known for all of its original content. And there was really just a streaming platform for, you know, older movies and things like that. And so we would find movies that either both of us had seen or one of us had seen, and then we would break those down on the show. And it was fun because we could talk about them from different perspectives. And to this day, we still sort of break down movies that way if only one of us has seen them. So that's sort of the start of those types of conversations.
What I like about our evolution of covering movies, whenever we do talk about a movie now compared when we talked about a movie way back when, and I think for me, doing Submitted for Your Approval, so many episodes of that going into season 3 of Twilight Zone, there was a point where I realized that we spent so much time recapping the plot, like beat by beat by beat by beat, which didn't let us actually flesh out the themes or have a bigger discussion about the movie, because it ended up being like 20 minutes of us recapping the movie versus 20 minutes of good discussion about the movie, like what we liked and what we didn't like. And so when we started doing those Netflix rewatches compared to now, I think we're much better at it because we actually can look at, yeah, okay, I like in this scene, spoiler alert, by the way, we're going into spoiler territory, doing that type of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's true. And I think, you know, we have that other podcast that we do on the side, that Rick and Morty one, covering, you know, season upon season of that show, has also helped us to get better at reviewing content without, I mean, even now we get a little too in the weeds on some of those episodes, but being more objective and talking about not just a plot breakdown of whatever, like, we're recording.
A very short synopsis, and then being able to talk about specific plot things if they're relevant to the discussion at hand. That's what Rick and Morty did for us, and Twilight Zone for me over time. Twilight Zone had to show me the way. That was its twist.
That was the twist.
There was another period, another phase that we went through, which was we were trying to find out what worked and what didn't work to bring people on to listen and keep them listening to the show. When we moved from the one podcast host to Geek-Aid, we saw a shift in numbers. When we went from Geek-Aid to our own website, we saw a shift in numbers. And we didn't know what worked and what could grab them. And you and I talked about, well, maybe it should be about us. Well, maybe we need to have a focus, a theme, an actual theme, bring it down into its actual niche. If we're going to do technology, we need to do technology. If we're going to do movies, we need to do movies. And you had brought up those guys that you really like, the you know the ones.
Oh,
where
the We Have Concerns guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they did was talk about like articles and stuff like that. And so I had this idea. I was at some doctor's appointment. Maybe it was a therapy thing with Chelsea, and it was. I saw a Psychology Today article, and I thought, you know what? Maybe we could do talk about like articles like that too. After talking about We Have Concerns, and so we did go through like a very very brief period of that, where we did like a personality test stuff, coping power of music, truth in journalism, ethically hack the planet, and I think that's about when we stopped and we're like, okay, yeah, we're done with that.
Maybe this really isn't us. Maybe we should start looking, watching movies again.
Cause then something. The next episode was Don't Judge Dread Us. so we moved on from that. I still like talking about that stuff, but yeah, it wasn't us.
Well, and that's really been the I think again, interdimensional RSS has kind of helped shape this show somewhat inadvertently, but the success of the Rick and Morty podcasts have kind of freed us in this show to not necessarily look for that angle where we're not constantly trying to find the gimmick, find the right thing that's gonna catch people, and really what this show has always been about is about us. It's about you and I, Brandon and Travis, and our perspectives on whatever topic it is, whether that's been video games, movies, technology, horror films, you know, anything, news articles, whatever it is, it's just you and I having a conversation about those things. And for those of you that listen regularly, thanks, Mom. We appreciate it. Yeah. But hopefully you enjoy the conversations as well. And for the folks that tune in regularly, that participate in the streams, it's been a lot of fun to kind of have that interaction with folks and just. Netflix rewatched Judge Dredd, and we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a Judge Dredd helmet for the episode logo. By the way, if you are listening to this audio podcast, thank you so much. But I highly recommend heading over to YouTube, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. We have a slideshow of all of our episode images over the years that's been running the entire time we've been talking. And there is some real low quality Photoshop throughout the years. Some look pretty good. Yeah. And then there are some that are really rushed, a good time all around and great memories for some of the,
we talked before we started recording and before we even started the stream on Twitch about some of these images that I went today and pulled all of them as much as I could find. And there was a phase where Travis did all of the graphics. He did all the hard work. He made sure they're all standard, you know, format and quality, the right amount of pixels, all that type of stuff. He'd spend like 20, 30, 40 minutes on a single picture. And then there's phases where he's like, I'll just get something real quick, whatever, this is good enough.
Yep.
And then there's phases where I just took over all the graphic arts duties and just very
they're solely produced on phone applications.
And I still use that phone application. I did Santa pictures last year during the pandemic with it.
There you go.
Now we're back to Travis doing the artwork. And now he's found a happy medium of, I kind of care, I don't really care.
Yeah. I'll open Photoshop, but I won't spend too long on it.
Yeah. Well, and part of spending too long on the art or the show recording, all that type of stuff, you know, we both have families. I have a wife and kid. You have a wife and three kids. We're very, very busy people. But we got the opportunity a long time ago to have like a Valentine's Day special. I don't even remember what episode it was. It may not have been an episode, and it actually might be episode 201 technically.
That's probably, well, because and for those of you that like use Apple Podcasts or something, you're gonna be like, this whole show is a sham. It says like 208 episodes, right? This is the numbered 200 episode, because there are bonus episodes. There's bonus content. There are interviews or things that there's episodes that we turned out that were like literally just to try and get some ad money or something. So like those have not been counted in the official count. And I think maybe the Valentine's Day spectacular may have been one of those episodes.
Well, I have a special guest. I wanted to get two special guests, but I ran out of time to ask one of them. But I grabbed a very special woman in my life.
Oh my gosh, has it been 200 episodes? It really feels like you're gone all the time, every day, 200 episodes worth. But I'm glad you had fun doing it. Let's do it.
And we didn't do it. Just to clarify, we did not do it. She actually...
Who was that?
That was the hooker that I've been seeing on the side for the last almost 8 years.
Jeez, it's crazy how fast that time that
was. That was old Chelsea Cruz. I surprised her today as she's laying on the bed. I said, "Hey, can you record something for our 200th episode?" She said, "What do you want me to say? Like, just say that you're mad at me that I've been doing this for so long."
That I've been ignoring you. By the way, I found it. It's episode 52. Ooh. The Oldie Weds.
The Oldie Weds game.
The Oldie Weds game. That's right. Where our wives, the one and only podcast where our wives joined us to participate. We were still all in the same state, and we recorded it in my dining room. And I think we did video of that too, but I don't know if that ever got posted. Maybe it did.
Yeah, we did. I just saw Style versus Substance, Yawn of Justice, where we talk shit about Dawn of Justice. That was a good episode. Yawn of Justice. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Always bringing the heat with the episode titles.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, 100 episodes, we hit that milestone, AE episode 100 with lots of exclamation points. That released in January of 2017. Yeah. So 2 years, not even 2 years, into our podcasting endeavors, bam, we're at 100. And now people are checking their calendars, weekly. they're checking their phones, and they're like, wow. It's been, what, 3 years, 18, 19, 4 years, since to get that other 100 in. But really, like, between Submitted for Your Approval, over 158 episodes of Interdimensional RSS, like, if this show has really made space for the other podcasts. You're producing Rounding the Bases as well. So, like, All those other shows sort of stand on the shoulders of apathetic enthusiasm. Like, this is the foundation. This is what it was all based in. This is where we cut our teeth. And for that, I will always be thankful for this podcast and the opportunities it's given us, whether that's crashing comic conventions and going out and somehow convincing people that we were worthy of press passes so that we could, you know, interview cosplayers and sneak into after parties and things like that.
That was fun.
It's just
Jimmy J, him and his brother. We interviewed them, the organizers for Amazing Hawaii, Amazing Las Vegas Comic Con. We got my father-in-law, old Mitch Schauer, creator of the Angry Beavers, on here for an interview. We did that one interview with the guy who, before they remastered all the Star Wars films, he went and did his Star Wars remastering. We talked to him. Thanks to Chris for getting that interview. We might have had Matt on here once or twice.
I mean, we invited Matt. We actually recorded, this is one of the lost episodes, right? One of the lost episodes is, believe it or not, our Star Wars episode for episode of Star Wars. That unfortunately never was released because the show fell apart. I'm not blaming Matt, but because of connection problems and different things, we weren't able to finish the episode, and so then I guess we do have standards because we wouldn't release it. And I felt bad because there was a period where people were like, I want to know your thoughts on the new Star Wars, and I'm like, don't worry, they're all on this episode of the podcast. Just head out and check it out. And that was just me deflecting.
And they
never actually got to hear that.
It never happened. Yeah, I think I forget what the exact thing was, but it did fall apart. It didn't sound good. And the amount of work that it would have taken to get it into a coherent shape, it wasn't feasible. It just wasn't feasible. So it is a lost episode. Episode 9, Rise of Skywalker, is gone to the annals of time. Yeah. But, you know, I do want to say, I feel if he hasn't been on the show, he's been in our intro for so many years. You can hear him. Not so many years.
And he is so active in the Twitch chat. If he's always, he is a part of the show whether you hear him.
He gets pissed off when we start late because he goes to bed by 6:30 usually. But I do have something. I do have something for Matt. He gave us a little bit of an audio tribute as well. So he didn't give me quality audio. He just gave me a voice memo on his phone. But you know, hey, you asked for it.
Travis and Brandon, the stars of Apathetic Enthusiasm, congratulations on congratulations on 100 episodes.
100.
I love you both.
What a piece of shit.
What is it, that thing that I say? Oh, yeah. You asked for it. Love you guys.
Thanks. Our 100th plus 100th episode.
100 episodes. Travis and Brandon. 100 episodes.
100 years. 100 episodes.
Matt is in the Twitch chat, as we mentioned before. He says, sorry, my tribute sucks, but Brandon should have told me about it last night. Well, I didn't. I told him today about it. I told Robbie about it today as well. And you all heard Robbie's intro. It's pretty primo. So between the two hosts of Rounding the Bases, you let us know which which host you prefer for apatheticenthusiasm.com's intro reel. Thanks. Anyways, thanks, Matt. You know, we love you. I love you as my best friend in the real world, not podcast world, with Travis, right?
Yeah. We only talk to each other during podcasts.
It's true. And Matt will, if he sees you in real life, he will probably kill you.
That's why I've been moving around the country trying to avoid him.
Travis, I want to talk a little bit more about a few 200th episode things, but we do have some folks. I went on Twitter and I said, hey, you want a shout out? You asked for it. Well, technically, I'm asking for it. Shoot us a shout out, and we'll include it on the show. A couple of names that you might remember, that you might be familiar with, Travis. First, Dominic Cobb. We know Dominic Cobb. He, realistically, most of these people are from Rick and Morty. That's where they heard us initially. Dominic Cobb says 200. Congrats, my dudes. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support all these years. J1, old Justin Mendoza.
Good old J1.
Yeah, well, our longest patron, been supporting us through thick and thin. We owe him so much, but he says, congratulations. Glad to be a supporter of y'all. Go check out J1 on Twitter. I'll try to get his Twitter handle. I didn't copy and paste it to the stupid spreadsheet I made. Anyways, J1's on there. He does a lot of D&D stuff, which we can talk about D&D here in a second. He does a lot of DMing, and someday when we get our D&D All-Stars, when we actually do that to go over the Rick and Morty Dungeons and Dragons, definitely want to include him in that. We already talked about Bob Carroll. He said 200 episodes of a podcast. Let's add that to the list of things you've done 200 times. Short list. Congrats. Absolutely. And then Tyler Tigno.
Hey.
Anybody who commits themselves to what they love to do deserves to be proud. What you do is defined by who you are. That makes it unique and incapable of replication. Been a fan for years and look forward to more. Thanks, Tyler. So good to have those folks supporting us. We don't want to forget the people in the Twitch chat either. Matt is in there. We don't give a shit about Matt anymore. We played his audio.
He's had his moment.
But at the very start of the Twitch chat, Jaden D2002. Wow, congrats on 200 episodes. Happy to have stuck around for it. We're happy that you stuck around for it too. Because if you didn't stick around for it, why are we even here if not for you?
Why are we even here? Also, our man D Squeeze, the original Twitch VIP. He's hanging out as well. Also saying congratulations.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Sorry for calling out that you're late, but it's part of the thing that you wrote. Congrats on 200 episodes. Proud of you, fellas. Oh yeah, proud of you for hanging out. But we've had so many people shouting out just in general, all the reviews that we've ever had, even just in passing, that not necessarily you mentioned people thinking that we're in the same room still. Like that is a compliment in and of itself. But I don't think people realize that. It's just been fun. So anyways, thank you for listening again for that bit.
Yeah. And now we're going to move on to our other topic, Halo Infinite.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about 200 episodes anymore. Let's get into an actual AE episode.
So we'll start that at the 50 minute mark. How about that? It's amazing. Thank you so much to everybody that continues to support this show. Whether you've ever downloaded an episode, left a review, supported on Patreon, shared it with a friend, reached out to us on social media, it just really is awesome, and we appreciate all of you for doing that. Especially for those of you that have stuck around for a really long time and continue to engage with the show, it's just outstanding. It's amazing. So, I mean, so many people have said it, Brandon, 200 more. Here's to 200 more. What could 200 more episodes of Apathetic Enthusiasm possibly look like? What could change? Where might this show go?
Well, I know for a fact that one of the next episodes is going to be talking about Hawkeye. We haven't talked about Hawkeye yet.
Oh man, you gotta catch up.
I'll catch up once that season's over, right? Or after I watch Spider-Man No Way Home, which is coming out.
No Way Home
coming out this week.
Brandon, I still don't.
Oh no, you piece of you joked about Halo Infinite. We got to talk about Halo Infinite still.
That campaign, so sweet.
We gotta talk about that.
Have you played any of the campaign
yet? I have not.
get on it, brother.
Okay. Well, I
and then next like March we can play co-op together.
Yeah. Yeah, more video games, I'm assuming. Now the crossplay between PC and Xbox is a thing. Maybe we can look at crossplay capabilities. That was a topic way back in the day. And now it's becoming more and more, I think. Even like with Game Pass Ultimate, being able to play Halo on the PC with me on the Xbox is really, really cool. So that's something cool. We could talk about. Lots more movies, lots more Psychology Today articles.
Yeah, the metaverse is coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So probably by episode 400, we'll be streaming these episodes live to some metaverse where you can join us in a virtual chat room and be part of the show in that way. Speaking of virtual chat rooms, tomorrow night, if you're watching on the stream, you don't want to miss our Wisdom chat. If you use the app Wisdom, we will be in there at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, to have a chat and talk about podcasting and Rick and Morty and all of those things. So good. Grab Wisdom. Come hang out with us.
One thing we didn't really talk about here is the organization of developing an episode for Apathetic Enthusiasm over the years, where it just started on just a piece of notebook paper, maybe some sticky notes. And now we have this Google Drive and all these docs where we now have an archive of all the topics that we kind of cover. And actually this template, if we go back, there's been backup topics on our Google Drive docs for each episode. I don't know for how long, but here's some episode ideas from our backup topics that have been in our show notes for a long time. Episode ideas.
For a long time.
Black Mirror as a whole. Netflix versus theaters. Referencing a filmschoolrejects.com article. Which that article might not even be there anymore.
And is probably completely different post-pandemic when you consider the fact that so many streaming platforms have gone to direct releases.
Yeah.
That I'm sure if we'd answered that question 2 years ago, we would have said something very different than we would have on this side of a pandemic.
Very, very accurate. This one kind of prescient, Keanu Reeves. That's a backup topic.
New Matrix movie.
New Matrix movie coming out. Oh, yeah. That's another AE post 200 topic. And then finally, Zelda episode. I don't really know the context of that.
I think that was just where we were like, let's just talk about Zelda for like an episode because there's so much content there.
Yeah. Fair enough. Those are our backup episode topics. If you'd like to hear a backup episode topic, let us know. By the way, speaking of episode topics, we did briefly for our patrons, and it's still there for any of our patrons that are listening. If you want us to talk about a topic, we will still do that. I think we did that for Sire Dark a little bit ago for some of the anime. It was one of the anime with
the Beastars episode. Beastars.
Yep. So that's still, we're still game for that. But
yeah. Drop a topic on Patreon. So, well, Brandon, I don't know how much other cool work you did in the background to make the show possible, but I will just say to you, thank you for all the work that you have done to make this and every other one of our podcasts possible. The shows do not just happen. Brandon does do a lot of work to make them as clean as possible for your ears, and he does all of the posting and setting it up on our website to be able to get out to all of your podcatchers of choice. So Brandon, thank you for all of your hard work and not giving up on this despite it being a challenge at times, and continuing to, you know, carve out your Monday nights for me and not Chelsea. It's a lot of fun,
it's,
buddy.
Yeah, don't even trip, dog. It's a lot of work, but guess what? I wouldn't do it if I didn't like doing it, and if I didn't feel passionate enough or like doing this with you. I have fun with you, Travis. We have fun. We laugh. It gives us a chance after the show to then vent our work our real life work relationships with each other.
It's true. There's the show, there's the post show, and then there's the post show therapy session. And so all of those are very important to us and our lives.
This show could not happen without you either. It is us. It's Brandon and Travis. It is our show. It's our personalities within here. And it wouldn't be the same with anybody else, because it would be a different show entirely. So
it would.
Speaking of other shows entirely, yeah, no, there's no. I didn't have anything else.
no big announcements.
Check out Rounding the Bases. No.
Interdimensional RSS. We just released a holiday gift guide. Get your last minute gifts. off that one.
That's right. This has been fun, and thank all of you for being part of this. You are what makes this a thing that we continue to do.
Yep.
Plus a little bit of stubbornness on our part that we just don't want to give up. That's no.
We don't
come
quit.
Too far. Come too far to quit.
This is just like, this is like off season practice too, right? Like interdimensional RSS isn't on. We still got to make podcasts. We still got to we couldn't go 8 months without making a podcast and then just be like, let's make a Rick and Morty show. We need this in our lives.
We need it.
All right. Well, I think that will do it. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, if you are on one of those video platforms, please consider liking the video, subscribing, doing all of those fun things. If you are new and you're listening on the audio versions, leave a review. Let us know what your favorite episodes of the last 200 have been, and let us know what you think of the show. We appreciate it. And now we're gonna go do a post show for our Twitch people and celebrate the rest of this 200 episode milestone. So thanks again, everybody. And until next time, I'm Travis.
And I am Brandon. Go follow him over at JuggleMino on Twitter. I'm at Barnyard Cruz. Our show is at Apathetic. Apathusiast. That's it. Yeah, social media. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.